Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, do you know what I have realized about, I don't know, that I never really noticed before, but do you know what a broiler is? A broiler?
No, what's a broiler? A boiler?
So it's almost like a grill, basically, but it is it's like a big flame that shoots flames out, right? So it's really, really hot. So you can basically, you can like reverse grill steaks and things like that. It's perfect for making crispy bacon.
So wait, so you could, it's like a spit. So you put, if you put like a chicken in there or like a ham, it would turn.
No. You basically place the tray in and you place it close to the broiler. And the broiler is like, it's like a bar that shoots flames out. So it's really, really hot. So it goes over 550 degrees or something like that. So you can basically like, you can take a steak and you can actually, instead of grilling it on a which I sometimes do as well, but you can actually put it under the broiler and it basically fires the thing and you can make it really nice and crusty. That nice steak crust. It's like.
Is it delicious?
But also, it's perfect because I love crispy bacon.
I love crispy bacon.
So it makes it really crispy. Is there any bacon?
Are you about to show me some bacon?
Is it good?
Have you just used it?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Show me the bacon. Let's hear the crunch on the podcast. All you lovely listeners, you're gonna hear some lovely crunchy bacon. Go on, get it in there. Here we go. Let's listen.
See that?
Oh my god!
Wasn't
that crunchy?
Normally, I have it more crunchy.
It wasn't crunchy at all, buddy.
Zoe was in charge. It's delicious.
It's delicious, Zoe, but it's not crunchy. It's not.
No, it is crunchy. It's perfect.
Okay, make it crunch. Go. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Francis is leaning right into the microphone while eating the bacon. I do. I love bacon. I really love bacon. Tell you what, Francis, I'm gonna be totally honest with you, buddy.
Does it ever feel bad like eating your own kind?
Oh, a pig, because I'm like, babe. Can I be honest with you quickly before we kicked off the bonus episode? I miss you, man. I was thinking about you the past couple of days. Miss you?
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I actually do. I miss you.
Well, you should come out to Guyana.
Well, maybe I should, but it's just, you know,
come out to Texas.
We do this podcast twice a week. Every single week for the past 4 years. I normally would see you every single week. Yeah, I do. I want to touch you. I wouldn't mind hugging you. All of those things. So I'm a bit upset about it. But, you know, it is what it is. I tell you what, you spoke about food that you like. I tell you what I'm getting at the moment, and all you listeners out there might feel the same thing. I'm getting something called restless leg syndrome. Have you ever had that?
Oh, no.
Yeah. At nighttime, if I'm really tired, my legs become restless. It's like... They can't. I'm like, oh, I have to keep moving them. I don't know what that's from.
I think that means that you've got Parkinson's.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my god. Oh God. It was also something that I haven't really thought about for a while, to Parkinson's. It's something it could easily be. I was like, oh God, that really terrified me then.
I think, have you been diagnosed as having the syndrome?
No, I haven't. I had it. I remember I used to have it on flights. Self-diagnosed restless leg syndrome. I don't know.
No, I do that as well, where I just tap my leg.
No, it's not. It doesn't have to keep moving. Do you ever get it where you're on a flight and you're really tired and you can't, and if you keep your legs still, they ache?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have at the moment.
Is that restless leg syndrome?
I don't know. I've just called it that. I don't think it is restless leg syndrome, but it's something.
Why do you always want all these syndromes?
I don't want any syndrome. What are you talking about?
You're going about how you got this syndrome and that syndrome.
I never talk about any syndrome. What are you on about?
IBS syndrome.
Hey. Hello, all you private partners. Welcome to a bonus episode of this wonderful podcast. Francis is still eating. I'm just delicious. I'm after that. I had some plant-based bacon. Actually, that's true. Listen, Sophie Habu.
Yeah.
You have to come in here. Hey, you have to say, Sophie won't be able to hear us.
Francis, that beach is lovely.
Hey, so you have to come in close to the microphone, so.
Hey, guys.
This is my girlfriend, Sophie Abu. So, two things. Francis is eating bacon, but I was trying to tell him what that lovely plant-based bacon is.
Right, it's called This Isn't.
That's my friend's bacon. That's my friend's company.
I love it. Laura?
No.
Oh. Well, let me tell you, Francis, you can report back. I think it is the best vegan substitute I've ever had.
And I want to show you something.
Big shout out to This.
This is bacon.
And this isn't.
When they do this, this isn't chicken.
Is phenomenal.
And also, what was so funny about it, where is it? It's called, so what is it? This isn't. So I sent them a message on Instagram saying, wow, this is really delicious. And the reply was an honor and a privilege in capital letters and a screenshot of a message. Can I say this? Yeah. From Sophie's ex-boyfriend, who had sent a message to them asking for some products or something like that. And it was a screenshot of their reply to him saying, hey, Harvey, thanks so much for reaching out. I'm afraid we're kind of holding out for someone a bit more famous. Jamie Lane, for example.
Why jokes on that?
Which is hilarious. Also, while we have Sophie here, Sophie's got some exciting news that she should probably tell Francis and the listeners. She's not pregnant. We're getting married. Don't worry about it.
What's the news?
Well, I'm launching a podcast.
Why are you laughing?
Are you?
Why are you laughing about it?
Because I am. Well, I'm launching a podcast on Wednesday. It's called Wednesdays We Drink Wine. So if anybody wants to listen.
Wednesdays We Drink Wine.
I know, it sounded like rhine. Yeah, rhine. Wednesdays We Drink Rhine.
Yeah, brine, tuna brine. No, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's called Wednesdays We Drink Wine. It's launching on Wednesdays, every single Wednesday. You're doing it with your great friend Melissa. You chat about wine, boyfriends, everything like that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Are you a sommelier?
No, I'm awful.
I'm also
allergic to wine, so it's no idea.
You're not allergic to wine.
What is all that laundry?
She's holding laundry as well.
You're doing Jamie's laundry.
So all you lovely listeners, go and check out Sophie's podcast, Wednesdays We Drink Wine. Get on all your podcast platforms. It's going to be a great podcast. You're going to love doing it.
Bye, guys.
See you later, Sophie.
Bye,
Francis.
Hey, friends of the podcast, we like promoting their stuff, don't we, Francis?
Yeah.
Hey, Francis, I got a funny review for you.
Are you getting a nice cut of her podcast?
No, I wish I was. Maybe I should. Maybe we should get a little cut of her.
Yeah. I think we should.
Yeah, we probably should. I got a review in the deal. Keep the room in the mouse. Hey, listen, I got a review for you. Ready for this? It's called Where Is My Belly Button? And it's a Lyft Flatbook review. And the title is, Do Not Buy This Book. You can see the ending right on the cover. It's an Amazon review. It's got 1 star by Pac-Man. And it says this. This book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding baby's belly button. The title makes this much clearer from the beginning. However, there is no mystery. There is no twist. Baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be on baby's stomach, right where it clearly shows you on the front cover of the book. The plot is a complete mess as a result of its resilient, of its reliance on the mystery of where the belly button is. Everything falls apart the second you realize that the belly button was in plain sight all along. There is no conflict, there is no character development, and there is scarcely any plot. Whoever wrote this book must have a serious error in judgment, because you have to be an infant to not immediately understand where baby's belly button is. This is one of the worst pieces of literature I've ever read.
Is it a baby's book?
Yes, yes. This is the picture. Oh, God. Ah, very funny.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We also had another review in, which is from, I'm going to read it from Kathy, which is, she wrote a 2-star review, and it says, this is to the Oriental Express, Pudsley replied to it, and obviously it's a complaint. Over an hour late, understand it's a busy Saturday, but adjust your estimated delivery times and food. Oh no, it's about a restaurant. It's a restaurant review. It's a restaurant review. She says, over an hour late, understand it was a busy Saturday night, but just adjust your estimated delivery times then. Food was okay, barely any chicken or veg in the chow mein, just a lot of noodles, expensive noodles. Prawn toast was a bit bland. Overall, the food was okay, but extremely expensive. For what it was, and ultimately not worth the money. Oriental Express replied, hello, Kathy. We looked into our crystal ball, but it gave no indication as just to how many orders the public were going to place on Saturday night between 5 and 9 p.m. Don't you just hate it when that happens? I think you need to read the food descriptions. Chow mein is a noodle-based dish. That means the main ingredient is noodles. If you want lots of meat, look at chicken, beef, pork, duck-based dishes. We also do vegetarian dishes that are all vegetable-based. Prawn toast is fried, bread with prawn spread over one face, and sesame sprinkled on top. None of these items could be classed as exciting, but they make for a very nice starter. I'm sure if we had delivered with your time frame, our food would have been a lot better. I like
that's
that
one. That's a good
one. That's a good one. That's a very good one. Hey, Francis, we also have some exciting news for our private partners, because today is when we announce the fact that we We've chosen our charity. Do you want to give it a shout out?
It is called the Miscarriage Association.
Miscarriage Association.
It's a very small charity, lean, mm-hmm. does what it says it's going to do with its fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Which is amazing. And we, Danielle has recommended to us. So what we're going to do right now, which is really exciting for our bonus episode. And also we're going to continue this every single month. So at the end of every month, we're going to do exactly the same thing. Really exciting. We're going to give Danielle a call now. Tell her that she's on the podcast. Tell her that her charity we have chosen. Tell her how much, £4,000, we're going to donate to it. So Francis, ready to call her?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is that Danielle?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Danielle. It's Jamie and Francis here from Private Parts Podcast.
Hi, how are you?
So sweet. Jesus, I thought you were going to be more excited. You can only hear me because Francis is, he can hear exactly what you're saying and he's saying hello and all those different things.
So don't say anything bad.
Yeah, he says, so don't say anything bad, but you can't hear him. Hey, Daniel, okay. We firstly want to say a big thank you for recommending Miscarriage Association. I think it's such a wonderful charity. Francis and I both think it's an incredible thing, a small charity that needs recognition.
Absolutely.
And to say a big thank you to you, we're going to be donating them £4,000.
Oh, my God. I thought this is like a shortlisting call.
No, we want to give them £4,000. Say it was great that you recommended to us and we want to do some good to them. And hopefully that money will go a long way.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Oh, I'm so pleased. I got the message and I was like, oh my God, is this actually happening? I can't believe
it. Can you tell us a bit about the charity?
Francis has just asked, can you tell us a little bit about the charity as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously it's quite a sensitive subject, baby loss and miscarriage. And I can only sort of speak to my experience and my experience with the charity, but they're such an amazing charity. I personally suffered a missed miscarriage last year, which was just horrendous, and particularly in a pandemic. And naively, it just hadn't even crossed my mind, that type of miscarriage, and there were different types of miscarriage out there as well. So, and I was really, really shocked at how common it is. Like 1 in 4 is such a crazy statistic, and we just don't talk about it. Mm. I sort of felt at a bit of a loss. I felt very alone. You sort of question, is it something that I did? Did I sleep wrong? Should I not have had that steak? And you feel like your body has failed you as a female as well, because it's what it's meant to do. So you are racked with guilt. And Miscarriage Association was just amazing. They have so much support on there. You've got a helpline with emotional support if you need to call and talk to somebody. There's also lots of online support groups that you can talk to other women who are going through a similar thing. And just general online resource, so you can look at all the information and make informed decisions on your treatment if that's needed. So yeah, it's just a great, great charity. They're constantly trying to raise awareness. And there's also a section on there as well with support with pregnancy after a loss, which is something that we don't think about really. So yeah, I'm so chuffed. I can't believe they've got £4,000. It's amazing.
Oh my God. No, listen, what a wonderful, thank you so much for sharing. Honestly, I have a friend, I can't speak for France, but I have a friend who experienced a miscarriage as well. And it's a few friends actually. And I didn't realize how common it was. 1 in 4 people, that is so scary and so upsetting. So all we want to say is a big thank you from you. We're going to be sending them the money and telling them that you recommended them and all these different things. So hopefully it's going to help a lot of people.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. And sorry, I wasn't very infused when I first picked
up. Are you kidding me? That was just my ego talking. Yeah. That was just my ego talking. Don't worry about it. Hey, Danielle, thank you so much. And we're sending you all of our love.
Yeah, thank you so much, and continue like with the podcast. I love it. It makes me smile when I'm trying to get to sleep.
thank you so much.
In a nice way, you serenade me to sleep. So.
We put you to sleep. That's great news. We like doing that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so, so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she was just so lovely and wonderful. Isn't that great?
That's a great thing we did there.
It's a great thing we just did. listen, to all of you private parters, what's so amazing is that we're going to continue this theme and we want to be giving back. So if you want to be like Danielle and you want to suggest a community, a charity, perhaps individuals, someone who you think deserves it, someone who has done some amazing things, needs some help, anything at all, send us your recommendations in contact@privatepartspodcast.com or on Instagram @privatepodcast, slide into our DMs, suggest anyone. We want to be doing this on a monthly basis. So let us know your thoughts. And Danielle, thank you so much. I like these.
It's nice doing good things.
It's nice doing nice things.
Charity, you know, starts at home, though.
That's true. Hey,
what can you do? What kind of charity can you do to Sophie?
I don't know. Something. I feel like I'm pretty charitable to Sophie a lot. Am I charitable to Sophie? No, I'm not charitable to her.
You're calling Sophie a charity case?
I'm not calling her. Hey, she just came on our podcast and spoke about her podcast. That's charitable.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we should take a cut.
Yeah, we will. We're definitely going to take a cut of that. Only if it becomes popular. If it's not popular, then we have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to all you lovely private parties. Thank you for tuning in for once again for another bonus episode. If you want to be like Danielle and come on the podcast, recommend a charity. As I said before, all you got to do is email us, contact@privatepartspodcast.com, or slide into our DMs at private podcast. Recommend a charity, community, anyone at all. Yeah.
So are you excited about now being let out?
I went to the gym this morning for the first time.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You should. How old are you? 32 years old? You've never been to the gym?
No, I've been to the gym before, but I just haven't been for a while, so that was exciting.
So do you feel like you've got to put on a bit of weight?
Maybe a little bit. I'm about
let's
to start
see,
this
let's
new...
See your, let's see your six-pack.
No, I'm not going to show it to you. Let's see your six-pack. Yeah. Show me yours, and I'll show you mine. Yeah, right? Just rubbing your shirt in your chat. Like, oh, hey. There you go.
God. Oh. Bit sunburned, actually.
Before we scare everyone, they can't even see us. But hey, guys, thank you so much for another.
Are you still waxing your chest?
I didn't wax my chest. I never waxed my chest ever.
You wax your armpits, though.
When have you ever seen me wax anything?
Don't you wax? I thought you wax your whole every hair on your body.
How would I get to my butthole?
You don't do it. Sophie does it.
I actually have a ringworm on my butt, and Sophie has to rub cream on it every night. Yeah.
You've got worms.
No, it's ringworm. It's a fungal infection.
No, ringworm is worms.
It's not. Listen, I'm not even gonna go.
Why is it worm? Why would they put worm in something that doesn't have worms in it?
All right, everybody, listen.
I'm going to look it up.
But I'm going to end the podcast there because we've got a Friday episode coming out and they're going to love that one. Ladies and gentlemen.
Did you catch it from a dog?
No, I did not catch it from a dog. What are you talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
That's painful.
For another episode of Private Parts. We're going to see you on Friday for another wicked episode. This Friday is going to be great. We have on the podcast Anna Williamson, who's the dating guru from Celebs Go Dating.
Anna Williamson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, she's on the podcast on Friday for a wicked episode, so get ready for
talking
that. Talking about her poo stick.
It's very That's random. Not the whole episode, but
it's a little bit heavily. Yeah. All right, everyone, I'm going to leave
you're
you there.
You're a bit of a poo stick, aren't you?
Yeah, poo stick from the book. I used to love playing poo sticks. Anyway, I never did, never played it once. Just read it in a book once. I want to listen to it on tape. Listen, guys, we'll see you on Friday for another episode. Until then, peace out. Bye.
Take care.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.